psalmist said, "The Lord, don't let anybody be ashamed or disappointed that put their trust in God because of me." That's not an exact quote, but it's something like that. Don't let those that put their trust in God be ashamed because of me. Jesus, it comes from one of the messianic psalms, and it seems that that was in the heart of Jesus. God, help me to be true to you, so that all those that put their trust in God will not be disappointed because of me, but that I'll open the way for your salvation to come to everyone that reaches out to God for that. And so we need to have that same attitude. Lord, Lord, don't let anybody be disappointed because of me, but help me to be all that I can be for you. And that doesn't mean that we have to be perfect, but we have to be sincere, and we have to be wholehearted. I'll just tell you this story. I'm sure I've told it before, but there's some people that haven't heard it, and some people that need to hear it again. Anyway, Brother Edward tells these wonderful stories, and so I put them in my pocket, and I pull them out every once in a while. But he told a story about a man in Bridgewood, in the early days of Bridgewood, who was a very wicked man, evidently, very foul-mouthed, had a reputation for that on the job. And I don't know the details of how he got saved, but he really found the Lord in a wonderful way, and the Lord really changed him. And soon, word got out at the shop that so-and-so had found religion, and he could hardly believe it. And so they started placing bets as to how long they think he'd last before he went back to his old ways. He won't last. I'll give him 5 days. I'll give him a week. No, I'll give him even less than that. Well, they watched him very closely. One day he was working, and he was using a hammer, and he slipped and hit his finger, and he let out a curse. And everybody in the shop dropped what they were doing. You could hear a pin drop. They were all listening, and they were shocked. And he knew that. And he was so ashamed of himself that he first of all, he looked at everyone, and he said, "I'm sorry." I can never tell this from that. He said, "I'm sorry I did that. I've given my life to Jesus. You know, you all know that I used to talk like that all the time. But I've since then I've given my life to Jesus, and he saved me, and I belong to him now. And I'm a child of God. I don't want to talk that way anymore. But I want to please him with my talk and my life. And so I'm sorry. I apologize to you for that which came out of my mouth." And then he did something that they never forgot. He got down on his knees in front of everybody. And he said, "Oh, Jesus, you know that I love you. And oh, God, you've done so much for me. And you changed my life completely. And I want to learn to please you. And I want to live for you. And forgive me, Lord, for letting that slip out like that. Lord, just cleanse my heart and make me all that you want me to be and help me to grow and become more of what you would have me to be." Amen. Then he went back to work. Nobody in that shop thought that man was perfect. But everybody in that shop knew he had something real. Something very real. As you live to be an example for Jesus, you might not everyone may see that you're perfect. But they'll see that you have something real. And that's what we want. We want the real thing. And that ought to be always in our heart. Lord, give me the real thing. Let my heart always be in the right place. When I make a mistake, help me to admit it. Bring it under the blood and then get right back up and keep following after Jesus. You know, people notice that about a life, whether it's young or old. And God wants the real to shine out of our life. People in this world are looking for something real. And where are they going to see it but in the Christians? Those that are giving themselves to Christ. And so I was reminded of that story as our sister testified. Oh, we're not perfect. We make our mistakes. But people can tell if there's something real. I know people that have made many mistakes in their life, but I see they have something real. And they don't excuse themselves, but they keep on seeking the Lord. Keep on believing God for changes. And you know, that is such an inspiration and blessing to me personally. And so let's be real. Buy that gold that's tried in the fire. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Let's go on.
worshiping the Lord.
There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus.
No, not one.
Praise God.